Everybody, it is Marvel and sometimes DC Talk here with Hero Movie HQ, my friend.
Hello.
We will be continuing this episode. This will be a short one on his channel, podcast thing.
Yeah, just look at my channel and I'll have part two on it.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about stuff like, excuse me, Avengers 4, most of the time. So.
Yeah, so do you want to start off, or do you want me to?
You can.
Okay, what do you think about the trailer? Or do you think we're going to get it anytime soon, or do you think we're going to have to wait till May 4th to get it?
I think it's going to be early to mid-April, so like 2 or 3 weeks before, and I don't even think it'll have the proper title. And at movie theaters, it's not even, it's gonna say Avengers 4, not have a title, so you can't. And if it is, it's like an anagram.
But I do hope in the next week or so, they do release at least the title, or like either put the trailer out without the title or the title without the trailer, just maybe one or the other, or both, but. I think they want to be like kind of teasing us, and I think they're going to do only one of those. I think we'll be really lucky if we get both the trailer and the title. I could be wrong, but I feel like we're going to have only one or the other.
This is probably going to be like 10 times the amount of Avengers Infinity War was. It's going to be like 10 times the amount of profit.
Oh, definitely. Because everybody that wasn't into Marvel movies after that ending cliffhanger. Oh, by the way, spoilers for Infinity War if you haven't seen it, but obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. I mean, I didn't say anything about it yet, but you know, duh. If you haven't watched it, go watch it, gosh.
Yeah.
but yeah, after that cliffhanger ending, I don't see why, if you weren't into Marvel movies, you're going to want to watch at least Avengers 4 to see what happens.
Yeah, it's like blew up in the internet. You could have not even known Marvel existed, which there's a 0% chance.
Seriously. I think there's half of my family members weren't even into Marvel movies till now. Now they're all into the movies because of that ending. Mm-hmm. And actually half of my siblings don't even know the ending yet. But it's funny though. It's definitely gotten a lot of people's attention, and I do think they're going to get probably double the amount of money. I do think it's probably going to be not double the time, but it's going to be a longer movie. I feel like they're not going to cut out as much because, I don't know, they might, but I feel like it's going to be Infinity War's length or more. Closer to 2 hours.
Yeah, I just thought of something. What if they did something like this? They said they were going to, all right, this is the release date. Instead of like a 2 hour full length movie, it is like an hour long, like little cartoon animation one.
I feel like they could, well, here's the evidence that it might come out before December, the end of this, the first week of December. They're having a prelude comic, pretty much like what's happening in between the movies, comic that they do for every movie. You know, Captain Marvel just got one released. Every movie has gotten a prelude comic. What happens in, you know, other people's lives. So they probably don't want to not release the trailer before that comes out, because if that thing comes out before the trailer, people are already going to know what the plot is before the trailer comes out. So I feel like Marvel's going to be a little bit smarter than that. And I think, I could be wrong, I think I looked at it, the prelude's supposed to come out December 4th, but I could be wrong. Let me look that up real quick. But anyway, that's what I'm banking on, is because today was a Russo Brothers, they had a screening of Infinity War, and then they had a Q&A, and everybody was thinking that that's going to be, they were going to release the trailer then. Obviously, we haven't got anything, and that was tonight, so that obviously didn't happen today. But I also think if it came out tonight, I feel like it would come out tomorrow. Yeah. If it came out tonight, it'd come out tomorrow and online. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it's gonna be if that happened, but I don't think it's gonna happen there. But I do think that it's gonna be soon, because they're gonna wanna attach it to movies like the new Disney movies like Mary Poppins and maybe even the Spider-Man movies, all the movies Disney has, and even Sony, because Sony's kind of connected to Marvel now.
Through Spider-Man, yeah.
Exactly. Like, they're going to want to put stuff in front of it. Even maybe even Aquaman, because they would get a lot of money with it. So, like, they're going to have to attach stuff, and that's going to be in the next, like, 2 weeks. If they're going to... Mm-hmm. And they usually release trailers, like, a little bit before they put them onto the movies. So you're going to get it at least in the next 2 weeks. That's what I'm thinking. But that's just me.
If you can't tell, he does more research than me.
A little bit. I'm a little obsessed. A little bit.
A little bit. About an inch. And by an inch, I mean a mile.
But still, I'm psyched for this movie, basically. But, wow, there was another topic I was thinking about. Now I can't even remember it. But, oh yeah, the title. What do you think? What is your top? You were telling me about this, but nobody in the podcast knows. What is your top couple? I mean, if you have top three, you can go top three, but top couple titles for Avengers 4, what do you think will be it? The logical ones, you know?
So, this one, I think this one's my favorite. Avengers Time Warp. It's something along the lines of time travel. If you didn't see Ant-Man, more spoilers. The end credit scene, they mentioned something about, they mentioned something about, like, time, little time thingies, I forget what they're called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
They're, like, in the quantum realm?
I don't remember what, I'm completely blanking. I know what you're talking about, though, but yes.
They're after. See, I'm just blanking on Ant-Man altogether. the person they saved. the original Wasp.
Janet. I thought you were talking about Ghost. Okay, yes.
Oh, no. Yes, Janet. She mentioned something to. I'm just forgetting everyone's
Hank?
Name.
Hank?
No, it was.
Scott.
Scott, yes.
Yes.
About the time, little time vortex things.
Yeah, yep. The time vortex.
So, like, she didn't mention that before. Like, she never said anything.
That's exactly what I said when I went out of the theater. I was like, I don't think it would have been attached to, like, Avengers 4 or anything if it wasn't for that they said that at the very end. Like, why didn't they mention that in Ant-Man 1 or 2? Like in the middle of the movies? Like, they didn't never... mentioned that, but for some reason now they're mentioning it in the very end. It's a little bit coincidental,
right? Like, right before they dust. So yeah, exactly. This is what I think's gonna happen.
What?
They're going to. He's gonna have to find his. He's gonna have to find his own way back, and instead of like becoming bigger, he's gonna go through one of those and somehow like get bigger and come out just time warp by time warp thingy. So just going through, he just gets a tiny micrometer bigger. That's an improper measurement, but
smallest
thing I can think of.
It's close enough.
Yeah, but he'll get bigger and he'll just go through so many that he's bouncing around time.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I was close. I think I said December 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
The prelude comment? Yeah, it's December 5th. So that's Wednesday. That's actually exactly next week. So the thing is that they could attach it to what I think would be best, because they usually like, you know, they usually like to attach them onto football games. They could attach it to Monday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
which would be I don't even know. I'm not even gonna look that up right now, but that would be Monday Night Football, this next Monday night game. That would be the most logical, because I don't know, for some reason Disney likes to do football. Like, they just put Lion King's trailer at the Dallas and Washington game. So it's that's a whole topic on itself. But yeah, so basically that would be the most logical if they're gonna do it before the prelude. But there's been things that, like, the Russo brothers have been saying, maybe it won't drop in 2018. And then you're like, wait, whoa, back that up there. What are you talking about? We're going to get it in 2019? And so, like, mm-hmm. I just hope we get it before the second trailer of Captain Marvel. Like, I'd be pretty mad if we got Captain Marvel's second trailer before Avengers 4. But I think people have been saying also... what was it, that the trailer would drop the, I think they said the 29th, I think it's the 29th of November, which would be tomorrow, and that was, no, yeah, the 29th, which would be tomorrow, would be exactly a year after they released the trailer for Avengers Infinity War. I remember that, because that was a Friday, so, and this year's a Thursday, so... It would make sense. So they said if it's so it could be releasing tomorrow, but I don't. So people saying today, obviously it hasn't happened today. Could happen tomorrow. It really, at this point, it could happen anytime soon. Cause I was banking on it being in November, but we only have like 2 days left in November, and unless it happened tomorrow or the next day, it's not happening in November. And that's kind of weird, because I thought it was going to happen in November. But, so, yeah, I don't really know.
I have something to say. Yeah. You know those comic things you were talking about?
A prelude, yes.
A prelude. What if it was, instead of, like, a trailer, they did a prelude comic, like, as the trailer?
I could see that. I was thinking about that. Instead of just doing a trailer, they just kind of had that as a... I would like that, yet wouldn't like that. Because then you have to pay for a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the worst part. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, they have to market Avengers 4 sometimes. Like, they haven't had any marketing at all for this movie.
Well,
so.
They have. They
kind of...
They have, just by Avengers. Just Avengers... was marketing it.
Yeah, no, but, like, they don't have any toys out. They don't have any posters. No, nothing, really. They don't have anything, to be honest. They don't even have a title for that sake. Like, I think this is probably the first movie, I bet you is the first movie in movie existence that everybody's just been waiting for a title.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody has cared this much for a title, and nobody's waited this long for a title for a movie. This is, and it's nuts. And then people like me who overanalyze everything, it's just crazy how much people have been like, but so obsessed. But that's the thing, like, they have to release this trailer sometime, or these people are gonna go crazy. Like, it's taking forever. Nobody's seen it because Marvel didn't even go to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So they had no, like, last year, people got to see the Infinity War trailer at Comic-Con. Not me, but, like, you know, people that did. But then you had to wait till November to get the real one and yada, yada, yada. But you got to see it. Like, now nobody knows nothing.
Yeah.
So.
I was about to say something that I forgot, but we have just a minute left.
We could speed it up, don't worry. What do you, I have some topics in mind for my channel, so, I think you want to wrap it up now?
Sure.
Before 15 marks. So, yeah, part two will be on my channel, or podcast. If you see my name right there, it's Hero Movie HQ. I'll have part two. We'll continue this little thing on, and hopefully I'll come back, because I made a lot of podcasts in the past, but I have not gotten back on, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some more. It went well.
Go check him out. He does stuff more often than me. I've done three. He's had like two channels. and done more than me already.
All right, yeah.
So, this wraps up. This is Marvel and sometimes DC talk. See you next time.